Pew, pew, pew. You're listening to the Gary Cantrell Podcast. Now you get deep voice, Gary. How's that? This is my early morning, just woke up voice. It's day 9 here on the podcast, and I guess I'm going to count it all the way to day 30, right? I guess that's what I should do. Should I do that? I don't know. Let me know. But yeah, we made it to day 9. This is great. We're counting. We can count numbers. This is great. But thinking about numbers, I was kind of thinking, how much I don't put a lot of stock into numbers, and most specifically when it comes to weight loss, because one of the messages I get a lot is people, you know, they'll say, "Hey man, I found your page and it's super inspiring. I'm hoping to lose 50 pounds by January." And I'm like, well, you know what? You got a lot of ambition. I like that. And I mean, realistically, a lot of these messages come in like August, September. Nobody's messaging me in November saying I'm going to lose 50 pounds in January, but I think you get where I'm going with this. And I'm like, all right, these guys have a lot of ambition. That's great. But you know, I will send them a message back. I'm like, yo, you know, that's awesome. But please know this, that scale you have zero control over. And I'm not the first person to say this, certainly. You probably heard Daryl, you probably heard guys like Jordan Side, all these people talking about this. So if you think I'm full of shit, there's other people that are saying it too. So that scale is not in your control whatsoever. I mean, just to give you just a bare bones, stupid, you know, example. So yesterday I was at the movies. If you want to go back and hear my review on the Regal 4DX theater, you can go back and listen to yesterday's podcast. But if you're listening to this, chances are you probably already heard yesterday's. And I appreciate you for that. But I ordered a small popcorn, and I got about halfway through it, maybe three quarters almost. And that, I mean, that's a lot of, that's pretty junky. And this week at work, they've been ordering lunches in for us because this is our busy week. And so, you know, I'm not eating my, as Nikki calls it, my toddler lunch, which is two hot dogs and a little bit of ketchup, which I have a lot of control over that portion. You know, with the lunches, they're just, you know, they are what they are. They're either, you know, they're usually a boxed lunch. I think we have like one, maybe 2 days where it's like a spread of stuff and I can actually control what I put on the plate. But yesterday it was like a box lunch. It was like this big ass chicken and bacon sandwich with cheddar cheese on it and some Asiago mayonnaise or some shit. I don't know. It was awesome. It was really good. And they had like some homemade potato chips, and it was delicious. And then I went to the movies and ate all this popcorn, and I came home and my wife made this amazing pesto cavatappi. She was cloning what they make at Noodles and Company, and it's really good. I mean, there's not a goddamn thing healthy about it though. It's just really, really good. I mean, I'm not going to say, I don't know that it's not healthy, but my guess is with all the goodies in there, it's probably not the best for you. So, you know, when I jumped on the scale this morning, I was like, oh, I'm probably going to be up, you know, probably at least, you know, two, maybe three, because of the, you know, the water weight and eating all the junk. And I was actually down two. So the scale, you have no control over this thing. So when people message me and they're like, yo, I want to lose 50 pounds by January, I'm like, yo, that's awesome. But just remember this, you have no control over it. And you are going to be far more successful, far more successful, far more mentally stable if you center your goals around habit changing and, you know, setting goals, like actionable goals, like I'm going to show up to the gym 4 days a week, right? Instead of I want to lose X amount of pounds in 1 month, 2 months, however, that's my point. And I know there's going to be people that are going to be disagreeing and they're like, well, look at what you eat, Gary. Of course, you're not losing all this weight or whatever. I don't give a fuck. I'm doing me. I'm doing my plan right now. But for everybody else, you know, I think it's just no matter what you do, no matter what plan you follow, that's the mindset you should have. And I think you'll find very few people that will disagree with that mindset. You know, get your mind off that scale. Use it. I mean, I weigh in every day. I weigh in every single day and I'm still like, fuck that scale. That's where I stand with it. Like I jump on that thing every day now just as a data point, but I look at it emotionless. I don't give a damn what it says. I look at it. I track it on my MyFitnessPal at Hard Work Always Wins. If you want to follow me there, I track it on my MyFitnessPal and I move along. And that's it. That's it. And I know there will be a number of you that will say, well, easier said than done. I get it. Believe me, because, you know, before you've come into the world of Instagram where you have people like Daryl or myself who are like, ah, don't worry about the scale. You know, you were conditioned by the, as Daryl would say, the diet culture. You were conditioned to believe otherwise. You were conditioned to believe that, oh, you've got to rush through this. You've got to live and die by the scale. You've got to do all this stuff. That's how you were conditioned. Well, I'm here to reprogram you, hopefully. And that is not, it's not to say you have to do X, Y, and Z. You have to eat X, Y, and Z. None of that. I'm not here to tell you any of that. I'm just here to tell you to change your mindset. Instead of making a goal of I want to lose 10 pounds in a month, it should be I want to show up to the gym 4 times a week and put in a maximum effort. That should be, maybe it's 5 days a week, maybe it's 3 days a week. But the point is setting a goal on an action that you can control rather than something like the scale, which you have absolutely zero control over. I don't give a shit. Eat perfectly, work out perfectly, and watch what happens when you get on that scale. Will it go down a lot of times? Yes, it will. Oh, but what happens when it slows down? Ooh. Yep. It's going to happen. Jumping on the scale is a lot like playing the slots in Vegas or just gambling in general. You know, you can go out there and have a hell of a hand, play after play after play after play, and then bam, you just lost all your money. How about that? It happens. So focus on what you can control and do the maximum effort on that. You know, I mean, when I say max effort, I'm not saying like kill yourself. You know, don't push yourself so hard, but push yourself, you know, a reasonable amount. I like to go to where I ride the line of, am I going to be alive or am I going to be dead? I like to walk that line. I keep it just below the dead line and then on the alive side, and I just keep going. And that's it. That's all you have to do. It doesn't have to be rocket science. It really doesn't. So, all right. Well, I should probably go get in a shower. You should be glad that we're not sitting in the same room because I really stink right now. My hair is an absolute mess. I have not brushed my teeth yet because I just got up. I literally just got out of the bed. I went to the bathroom. I jumped on the scale. I said, let me get this podcast recorded. So there you go. Now I just went again and told you entirely too much about myself, about how much I stink and everything. So there you go. I promise that for those of you that are coming to Cincinnati, I promise that I will practice wonderful hygiene like I always do. You just happened to catch me right here early. I wasn't ready yet, man. I wasn't ready. Speaking of which, I don't do a lot of plugs on this podcast. I want to keep it really simple, but I will just say flyingpigmarathon.com, code Gary10. So many of us Instagrammers that you probably already know, maybe a few that you don't know, are going to be in Cincinnati next year for the Flying Pig, first weekend of May. If you have not got your registration yet, 5K 5K, 10K, half, full, whatever it is, even the little kid races, you can get a discount. Gary 10, I don't make a dime. That is, honest to God, I'll swear on a stack of Bibles, I do not make a dime from this. And I don't give a shit because I want to spread the good word of the Flying Pig because I love it that much. I love the weekend. I love the people. I love the city. It's a lot of fun. I don't even live in Cincinnati, but I love it. I want to go back and hang out with you guys. So I don't make a dime on this. It's just I want to show them that Gary brings the people. So let's bring some people. So, all right, guys, I'm getting out of here. I will talk to you tomorrow. I'll probably tell you all about my full gear, AEW full gear in Baltimore. That's where I'm headed here in a couple of hours. I'm going to go out there and see what I can, what kind of trouble I can get into. And cool. I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you for listening. Oh, and wait a minute. Slow it down. Bam, bam, bam. We need an emoji. Need an emoji. All right, let me see what we got here. They don't have a scale emoji? What? They do not have a scale emoji. That's what I was gonna do. I'm looking at iPhone emojis, by the way. I don't know if Android people have the same emojis or not. This is gonna be tough. Okay. Send me an emoji of a key. A key? Why do you ask a key? A key because what I told you about focusing on your actionable goals versus actual weight number goals, that's the key to happy, good mental health, I think. Or I know, I should say I know. Yeah, let's go with that. So send me a key. Send me a key in my DM at Gary Cantrell, or if you decide that you want to share the show and your story, drop a key right there. This might be the one that you do share. You don't have to, obviously. There's no pressure. But this is probably one that a lot of people need to hear. And because I'm so stubborn and I don't want to promote this podcast at all, I'm not sharing it. But I mean, I'll share your story, but I'm not going to share it myself. So anyway, I'm getting out of here. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Goodbye.